current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Theatrics and Deception. On the 21st, the U.S. sent B-2 Spirit bombers to Iran in what the U.S. called, quote-unquote, Operation Midnight Hammer. This operation's goal was to bomb and, quote-unquote, obliterate Iran's nuclear facilities in three sites, in Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz. President Donald Trump announced that the sites were, quote-unquote, completely and totally obliterated. Trump had tweeted following the attack, quote, "We have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites in Iran, including Fordow, Natanz, and Isfahan. All planes are now outside of Iran's airspace. A full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site, Fordow." And continued to say in his tweet, quote, "Now is the time for peace," end quote. Seeing that Trump states, quote, "Now is the time for peace," after mentioning that he had, quote-unquote, obliterated Iran's nuclear sites, shows his delusion. For it wouldn't make sense to leave this without a strong response. This had the world at the edge of their seats, expecting World War III was about to break out. For there was no way Iran would not respond to this attack. And indeed, Iran responded. Iran's response was an attack on the biggest U.S. military base in the Middle East, Al-Udeid base, which is located in Qatar. It was said that 14 missiles were fired to the base, but only one had not been intercepted. The reason the one missile was not intercepted was because it was, quote-unquote, heading in a non-threatening direction. This very weak response did not lead the U.S. calling for retaliation. Instead, Trump tweeted that he hoped Iran had, quote, "gotten it out of their system and there will hopefully be no further hate," end quote. He also stated, quote, "Perhaps Iran can now proceed to peace and harmony in the region, and I will enthusiastically encourage Israel to do the same," end quote. But later on, the deep and sinister truth was revealed that Iran had given the U.S. a heads up before it had struck the base. Trump tweeted, exposing the truth behind the strike, quote, "I want to thank Iran for giving us earlier notice, which made it possible for no lives to be lost and nobody to be injured," end quote. How could Iran, after being struck so viciously, give such a weak response along with providing earlier notice of the attack? Is there another lie playing out in front of us? Could it be that the nuclear facilities have not been, quote-unquote, obliterated? For an Iranian parliamentary source, a geopolitical analyst claimed, quote, "Trump's false claims about the destruction of Fordow are refuted," end quote, suggesting that there was minimal damage. This exposes the theatrics of it all. Could it very well be a play playing out only to give the Jewish entity a way out of participating in a war they are not strong enough to fight? Is this a way to protect the Jewish entity? For after all this took place, Trump called for peace, after which a ceasefire between the Jewish entity and Iran took place. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ They planned, but Allah also planned, and Allah is the best of planners. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 30. The humiliation this ummah has witnessed is utterly atrocious. Not only have we seen a genocide take place in Gaza by the Jewish entity, we have seen not a single Muslim army be ordered to move in response to liberate it. Not only do we see that Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is in full control of the Jewish entity, but we see that not a single general moves in order to break it free from their shackles. But then, when Iran decides to strike it, it doesn't do it for the benefit of the Ummah. Instead, it is for its own nation state. Even more humiliating, it gives a show to the world to only prove that it's loyal to the U.S. and its interests. These theatrics only move to convince us, the Ummah, that we are weak. Only the Khilafah, Caliphate state, will fight for the sake of the Ummah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, It will not leave the West to slap it around and give it orders. Instead, the Khilafah will look at the interests of the Ummah. It will do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for it to do. Only when the Khilafah comes back will our honor be restored and the West will be dealt with appropriately. Jazakum Allahu khairan for joining. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.